can praise you, Lord, for your love and for your grace in our life. And I can praise you for giving us this wonderful opportunity to come to thy presence and to listen and to learn your word. Grip us with your Holy Spirit. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable to thee, my Rock and my Redeemer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The word of God is so true and so good that it's always so clear for us. And you know, as the word is read, God has opened our hearts, our mind to understand. వాక్యం చదివినప్పుడు ఏమవుతుందంటే మన హృదయాలు తెరవబడుతుందంట. వెన్ యూ లిసన్ టు ద వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్, యు నో, యూ ఓపెన్ యువర్ హార్ట్స్ సో దట్ ద స్పిరిట్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఎంటర్స్ ఇన్ టు యూ. ఐ థింక్ యూ నీడ్ టు రిడ్యూస్ దిస్ అండ్ క్లోజ్ దిస్ థింగ్స్. When we listen to the word of God, heart is opened, mind is ready, and we are alert to grab the word of God in our life. Amen? Now here, as we are doing this John epistle, Yohanu patrika lopadman chadinappudu, John is explaining to us about Trinity first. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Trinity is explained. And the duty of Jesus Christ, how God has sent his Son, Jesus, into the world, and how he has sacrificed himself to fulfill the commandment of Father, and through his sacrifice, how we are saved. And when we are saved, how the Holy Spirit works in our life. Right? Amen? Amen? Now, when the Holy Spirit works in our life, the job of the Holy Spirit is to counsel us. The job of the Holy Spirit is to tell us what is right and what is wrong. But the Holy Spirit will not take a decision on our behalf. The Holy Spirit will not take a decision. Who has to take the decision? You and I have to take a decision. మనకు ఏది సరి అయిందో, ఏది తప్పో, ఏది మంచిదో, ఏది చెడువో మనకు ఒకరు చెప్పిన తర్వాత నిర్ణయము తీసుకునడము మన బాధ్యత కదా. నోబడి విల్ ఫోర్స్ అస్ అండ్ గాడ్ విల్ నెవర్ ఫోర్స్ అస్. గాడ్ హ్యాస్ గివెన్ అస్ ఎ ఫ్రీ విల్. ఇఫ్ గాడ్ హ్యాస్ టు ఫోర్స్ అస్, హీ వుడ్ హవ్ డన్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ద గార్డెన్ ఆఫ్ ఈడెన్. When Adam and Eve sinned, God would have come and said, I told you not to eat, why are you eating? And he would have grabbed the fruit and said, I told you not to do it. You get my point? No. Right? And you know what would have been the answer of Adam? Do you know the answer of Adam? God, I know that I become like you. Therefore, you are stopping me to eat this fruit. I want to become like you. I want to go above you. I want to be more powerful than you. Therefore, you are not allowing me to eat this fruit. That makes sense? Therefore, God never interferes in our business. But he tells us. You know, that's the reason. The beauty of the blood of Jesus Christ and the blood of animals. Hebrews, when we read in Hebrews 9 and 10, the blood of animal used to cleanse us outwardly. That means your conscience is same. Your conscience is same. But the blood of Jesus has cleansed our conscience so that we will understand what is right and what is wrong. Can you say praise the Lord? Praise the Lord. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, our conscience has been cleansed. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we know what is right and what is wrong. That's where now the Paul, John is bringing to us. Now what he says, dear friends, now all these times he used dear children. You know, when you see dear children. Now what he's using? Dear friends. So there should be some difference, right? When he's using the word dear children, that means you don't know, listen to me. But when he says dear friends, that means we both are on the same page. Let us discuss. Let us speak. Okay? There is no hide and seek. There is no hide and seek. Now he says, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Number one, dear friends, number one, the first thing what we have to discuss is, dear friends, do not believe. In other words, dear friends, do not trust. Dear friends, do not have faith. Vishwasinchoddu, nammoddu. Don't be assured. There's no assurance. What he says, dear friends, do not be assured. Do not trust. Do not trust. Do not have faith. You know, all we look in this world is for the world. Because all we do is for this world. ఈ లోకములో ఉన్నది, లోకములో ఏమైతే ఉన్నదో అది మనకు చాలా ప్రేమది. We love this world very much. We love this world very much. You know, there is difference between, yesterday I was explaining in my prayer meeting, yesterday night we had a good prayer meeting. God bless the people. There's so many people, intelligent people, who knows better than me. But I don't know why God chose me. I was speaking to them. In one prayer meeting, on a table, I was sitting with four ladies. Indian, Brazilian, Spanish, and Filipinos. I was sitting with these people, and a Brazilian lady asked me, you say you are a pastor, you have a church. I want to ask you a question. If a gay or lesbian comes to your church, what is your opinion and your attitude towards these people? I said, I love them. And she started clapping. Oh, praise the Lord. I said, I love them. Now listen, full, complete. Let me complete the sentence. I said, I love these people. Okay? I love these people, but I don't like. You get my point? There is a difference between love and like. God so loved the world, he gave his son. You get me? God so loved the world, he gave his only son. He loved you and me, though we were sinners, but he never liked what we had in us. మనలో ఏదైతే ఉండను దేవునికి ఇష్టం లేకుండే, కానీ మనను ప్రేమించుండంట. దేవుడు మనను ప్రేమించుండు. See, when you love this world, God says we have to love this world, but we cannot like this world. Because when you like, you are trying to aspire what is in the world for you. But when you love this world, you want to give what you have. You want to give what you have. So what is your opinion? What is your opinion? I love these people, but I don't want to get what they have. Amen? Amen. Right? We have to love the world. But we cannot get everything what world has it. What does the world has? And that's what he's explaining to us. He's going to come and he says, my friends, do not believe, do not trust. Do not trust, do not have assurance. You can't believe. You know how the belief word, if you have to know the word belief of faith, or hope, or assurance, trust. Now to understand this word, you need to understand the word love. What is the word?
Love.
You have to understand the word love. If you do not have love for somebody, you cannot trust that man. If you don't have love for somebody, you cannot believe that person. Because faith comes out of love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Aite vishwasamu nirikshana prema ee moodu niluchunu veetlo shreshthamainadi premaye. Faith, hope and love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Faith, hope and love. But what is important in these three? Love is important. That means faith, hope is gone. What about faith and hope? Now you may say that, Pastor, yeah, because important is love. If I have love, then if I don't have faith and hope, that is fine. You cannot have faith and hope without love. You cannot have faith and hope without love. Now let me tell you something. God is love. Faith is Jesus Christ. Hope is Holy Spirit. You know that? The three work together. You cannot separate them. There's oneness. Just because you love God. Jesus said, if you love God, you will know me. You will believe me. John chapter 6. Let's go to John chapter 6. See what it says. John chapter 6, and I'm reading verse 49. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes. What is the will of Father? That everyone who looks to the Son and believes in Jesus Christ. Now how they are linked together. God is love. Because you love God, you believe in Jesus Christ. How many of you believe in Jesus Christ? Everybody believes in Jesus Christ. Why you believe in Jesus Christ? Because you love God and you know that God has sent his Son. Whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Love. Love. Trust. Belief. Now what John is explaining to us. He says, my friends, my dear friends, do not believe. Do not trust. Do not believe and do not trust what is in this world, because there are so many things happening in this world. There are so many things happening in this world. Do not believe. Do not trust. Do not encourage. Have nothing to do with this. If you love God, you will love his Son. If you love his Son, the Holy Spirit is with you, who is our counselor, who listens to us, who understands our problem, who understands our weakness, who suggests us and says that this is your weakness. If you do this, you will be good in the presence of God. So what do you want to do? You want to still hang on with your weaknesses, or you want to come out and be on the other side? That is the duty of the Holy Spirit. That is the duty of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit always teaches us. The Holy Spirit always leads us. The Holy Spirit always speaks to us. And therefore he says, do not believe in the spirits which are in this world. Do not trust, because our trust has to be in the living God. Our trust has to be in the living and the only God whom we serve, Jehovah. Do not believe the spirits which have gone. The second part, what he says is, now you may say, wait, Mr. John, it's not John Tukapa, Apostle John. Wait, Mr. John, Brother John, my friend John. You're telling that we should not believe because our belief in Jesus Christ, our trust is in Jesus Christ, our trust is in God because we love God. Therefore, we are not supposed to believe these unwanted spirits who bother us all the time. Right? Then what should we do? Then, you know, he puts hand on us. You need to test. What he says? You need to test. Parikshinchalanta. Parishilinchalanta. Em cheyalantandi? Parikshinchi parishilinchalanta. Now, let me tell you. What is the meaning of test? Test means examine, distinguish. Correct? Edu correcto, edu abaddomo, danni manam parikshinchalanta, parishilinchalanta, telusukovalanta. The beauty of our God. The beauty of our God. He will test us first. It's not we test these spirits. The very first lesson, if you believe in God, if you love God, if you obey the voice of God in your life, you're not going to test these spirits, but God is going to test us. God is going to test us. God is going to test us. Because that's what God is going to do us, right? He says, whomever I love, I will discipline. Whomever I love, I will discipline. Let's go to Proverbs chapter, Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 3. Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 3. Proverbs chapter 7. Oh, sorry. Proverbs 17:3. Proverbs 17:3. Proverbs 17:3. Finding pot for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord trieth the hearts. Number one, God wants to prepare us so that we will have the complete knowledge of God to test. You know, let me tell you. Can an uneducated person become a professor in the college? I want you people to answer. Can an uneducated person become a professor in the college? Answer is no, right? So what he has to do? He has to train himself, he has to study, and he needs to be tested before he becomes a teacher or teach people. You and I are a believer. Before we could, otherwise our life is going to be a failure. If you don't allow God to train you, if you don't allow God to become what God wants you to become, then we will be a failure. We will be failure. And we will believe every spirit, every person who comes to us, every person who speaks to us. Bible pattukon rangane ayina embadu parigetipotham. Bible chustam kada manamu. If we see Bible, we will run after him. You get my point? But God wants to train us. God wants to understand who is from God and who is from this world. So what he says, that as a potter, as a silver, as a gold, you know, silver and gold has to be put in a furnace on a high voltage. ఎట్లుండాలంటండి, కొలిమి లోపట ఉండాలంట కదా. బంగారం కొలిమి లోపట పడి కొలిమి లోపటనే అది శుభ్రంగా ఉందంట. అంత హీట్, ఇట్ నీడ్స్ సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ హీట్ టు బి ప్యూరిఫైడ్. అండ్ దట్స్ ద రీజన్ యు నో ద వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ ఈజ్ యూజింగ్ దిస్ ఇల్లస్ట్రేషన్ సో దట్ యు అండ్ ఐ మే అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ హౌ గాడ్ ట్రైన్స్ అస్. నౌ దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ వెరీ ఈజీ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. నౌ దీస్ ఆర్ ద థింగ్స్ వెన్ ద gold is put into the furnace, you think it is easy for gold? It is not easy. The reason the writer is using these illustrations is we need to go through these problems in our life. Mana jeevithamulo pota kashtamu nashtamu sukamu ayasamu dukkamu kannilu, everything we need to go through emotional, we need to go through tears in our eyes, we need to go through circumstances in our eyes. Our own people will rise up against us, our own people will stand against us, and they will say, crucify him. Who are these people who shouted crucify? His own people. He came to his own people and his own people have rejected him. Jesus is rejected by his own people. You will be rejected by your own people. That's the reason. Let's go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, 1st chapter and verse 7. 1 Peter, 1st chapter and verse 7. These have come so that your faith. Why these circumstances come? Why the storms hit in our life? Why we have to shed tears? Why we need to have that heartache? Why we need to cry? Why we need to go through the pains? Why we need to go through so many things in our life? He says, these have come so that your faith, what is that? Your belief, your trust. Who is our faith? Who is our belief? Jesus. Correct? God is love. I'm telling you. God is love and Jesus is our faith. He says, Father has sent me so that you may believe in me. Our belief is in Jesus Christ. He says, these things have come so that we may trust more on Jesus Christ. These things have been tested in our life. God has put us into test. Before we could test somebody, before we could tell somebody, before we could identify things in our life, now God is preparing us. He's testing us. We have to go through things in our life. Miseries, sorrows, discomfort, discernment. Everything comes to us so that our faith of greater worth than gold which perisheth, even though refined by fire, may be proven genuine and make result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Amen? Amen? Amma Telugu chadavandi adi 7th vachanam. Modati avunu. Amen. Amen. Now, before we could test something, we need to go through the test. Before we could test, before we could believe, now God is looking at us. God is looking at us. No, usually when you read this verse, 1 John chapter 4, let me tell you something. The very first thing, it says, don't believe because there are many spirits which have gone, false spirits. And test the spirit. What we do, we don't look into ourselves. We look into others. You get me? We are searching for people. What conversation is going on? What is happening around us? Look into yourself. If you are tested by God, the grace of God will not take you to the place where he cannot reach. The grace of God will not take you and bring anybody into your life who is not from God. Because once we fall in the hands of God, as the silver and gold is refined, we are more precious than these perishable things. God is preparing us. We are his children. He holds us. When he holds us, let me tell you something, he will never allow anybody to touch you. No. That is the promise of God. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Says believe. Trust in Jesus. Love God. Let God test you. You know, Jesus was very clear. He says, don't love anybody in this world. You cannot love anything more than God. Correct? Not your father, mother, husband, brothers, sisters, children, nor yourself. Nor yourself. మీరు దేవుని కంటే ఎక్కువగా దేన్ని కూడా ప్రేమించు. మిమ్మల్ని మీరు కూడా ప్రేమించుకోవద్దు అన్నాడు. వై దిస్? వై? బికాస్ మెనీ టైమ్స్ వీ యూజ్ దిస్ పీపుల్ యాజ్ ఎ రీజన్. We use these people as an excuse for the ministry of God. And God says, I don't want anything to come between you and me. And you know, God knows how to handle it. You know the ways of God? God knows how to handle and how to straighten us. And that is the reason, allow God to prepare you for his ministry. 18th chapter, Genesis 18th chapter. God comes to Abraham. Where he comes? He comes to Abraham. Genesis chapter 18, verse 1. Genesis chapter 18. Let me come to this afterwards. Let me take you to the other thing. It will go to Genesis chapter 22, I think. Yes, sorry. 22. Genesis chapter 22. And I'm reading first and second verse. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham. Sometimes later, God tested Abraham. And he said, Abraham, here am I, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love. I want you to underline that. God says, whom you love. Take your son, your only one son. Okay, now listen. For 100 years, Abraham had no children. Correct? After 100 years, when God gave Abraham a son, obvious that Abraham will love his son. Correct? Abraham loved his son. And God comes and says, man, all this 25 years, from 75 to 100, Abraham used to love me and did what I wanted in my life. Right? He respected me. He looked to me for everything. Now I gave him a son. Now there is a little difference in his behavior. Now what he's doing, he's looking at his son. He loves his son. Okay? God said, Abraham, said, Father, I am your servant. Oh, you are my servant. You love your son, Abraham. I love my son, God, because he's only son after 100 years. You do one thing. He's coming between you and me. Can you sacrifice him to me? God knows how to teach you and me. If we love anything more than God in our life, we are going to lose it. nothing should come between you and God. Neeku devuniki madhya edhi kuda raavadu. Mana paapamulu manaku devuniki madhya vachini. Manam devuni nunchi dura parichindi. Our sins have come between us and God, and we have been separated from God. If something comes between you and me, that is God and us, we will be separated from God. And God knows how to test and teach us. God wants to prepare us. He called Abraham, and what he said? The only son for whom you have, the son, right? Your son, take your son, whom you love, and sacrifice him. There were 3 days for Abraham to journey to go to Mount Moriah. You know what happened during these 3 days? He examined himself. He realized what was his weakness. All these 3 days, he was in the presence of God. Before he went on to Moriah, Mount Moriah, before he took his son, that is the time God revealed to him. And that is the statement he says to his servants. We will go and worship and come back. We will come back. In your life and my life, my friends, don't look anywhere, look into yourself. That do you have the word of God in you? Do you have the spirit of God in you? Do you love God more than anything? Do you believe God more than anybody in this world? That's what God is asking us. That's what God is asking us. That's where we are tested. That's where we are tested. Manam parikshinchabadutunnam mana jeevitham lopala. God is testing us. Once we come out of this, as Abraham is called the father of faith, you and I will be called the faithful children of God. Amen? God wants us to call the faithful children. Manam vishwasapu tandri, vishwasamu gala tandri yokka bidlam antu manam. Unless and until you understand him, never you will be able to test any spirit in this world. Therefore, it becomes our faith, it becomes our duty to trust God more than anything. Allow God to test you, so that when you are put to test, when you are put to test, you will win your opponent by the word of God. When Satan came to tempt Jesus, he just used the word of God. Ante kada devuni vakyamu upayoginchanu, nothing else. He used the word of God. Why I insist our children to learn the word of God? Because tomorrow when they grow, that is the truth which will set them free from the clutches of Satan. Satan yokka vala lopati nunchi only devuni vakyame vallu rakshinchagaladu. Only the word of God can save them. Not you or your husband, not you or your wife. You cannot do anything. But when they know the word of God, they know how to answer the opponent. Amen? Amen? Today, this is my prayer. This is my prayer. Give yourself to God and say that, Lord, I trust you more than anybody. When you trust yourself and commit yourself to God, he will lead you. When you trust and obey him, he will test and make you finer and finer. He will refine you more than silver and gold. When you are tested, you will overcome every testing. You know, not only that, Abraham had the Spirit of God in him. He loved God. దేవుని ప్రేమించినందుకు, దేవుని ఆత్మతనలో ఉన్నందుకంట ఆయన ఏం చేసిందంట, దేవుణ్ణి చూసినప్పుడు హీ రికగ్నైజ్డ్. దట్ ఈస్ ద 18th చాప్టర్ జెనసిస్ 18th. వెన్ హీ హస్ సీన్ ద స్ట్రీన్ 3 strangers, హీ రికగ్నైజ్డ్ హూ దే వేర్ అండ్ హీ స్టార్టెడ్ ప్లీడింగ్ అండ్ సెడ్, ప్లీజ్ కమ్, కమ్ ఇన్ టు మై హార్ట్, కమ్ ఇన్ టు మై రూమ్, కమ్ ఇన్ టు మై హౌస్, ప్లీజ్ లెట్ మీ గివ్ మీ అ ఛాన్స్ టు సర్వ్ యూ. బ్రతిమలాడిండటండి. దేవుణ్ణి ఏం చేసిందంట, అబ్రహాము సేవించడానికి బ్రతిమలాడిండంట. మనం ఇక్కడ బ్రతిమలాడించుకోవాల కదా. జస్ట్ సీ, లెట్ మీ టేక్ యూ టు ద వర్డ్, బికాస్ ఐ వాంట్ యూ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ద వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. 18th chapter. Genesis 18th chapter verse 3. He said, if I have found favor neelo nee sannidhanamulo nenu krupa pondina vaadanaithe, em antundandi, nee sannidhanamulo nee choopulo nee lopata nenu oka vela nenu krupa pondina vaadanaithe, if I have found favor in you, if I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by, let a little water be brought and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree, let me get you something to eat so you can be refreshed and then you can go on your way. Now that you have come to your servant, then what was the answer? Very well, they answered, do as you say. Abraham requested, bratimlaadukundanta devuni sevinchadaniki. Entandi, what did Abraham do? He pleaded with God to serve him. Now here, God is asking us to serve him and we say, I cannot hear you. I don't know who you are. That's our answer. Therefore, let God test you so that he will prepare you. Otherwise, you and I will not have knowledge of God to test what is good and bad in this world. Plead with God. Plead with God. And you know, Hebrews chapter 13 says, don't forget some people. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, and I'm reading second verse. హెబ్రీయులకు రాసిన పత్రిక 13:2. డు నాట్ ఫర్గెట్ టు ఎంటర్టైన్ స్ట్రేంజర్స్, ఫర్ బై సో డూయింగ్ సమ్ పీపుల్ హ్యావ్ ఎంటర్టైన్డ్ ఏంజల్స్ విదౌట్ నోయింగ్ ఇట్. డు నాట్ ఫర్గెట్ స్ట్రేంజర్స్. నౌ హీస్ టాకింగ్, జాన్ ఈస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ వాట్, దేర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ స్ట్రేంజర్స్ హ్యావ్ గాన్ ఇన్ టు దిస్ వరల్డ్, బట్ హౌ విల్ యూ నో దట్ హూ ఇస్ ఫ్రమ్ గాడ్ అండ్ హూ ఇస్ ఫ్రమ్ అదర్ పార్టీ, హౌ విల్ యూ నో? But when we serve God, when we allow God, when we give ourselves to God, we will have the Spirit of God to understand who is from God. And he's talking about Abraham here. The context is about Abraham. Abraham entertained these strangers. And these strangers were nobody else but the angels of God, God himself. And he says, let me serve you, my Lord. Let me serve you. Do not leave me, he begged. Let us beg God. Let us submit ourselves to God. And God is going to refine us. God is going to give us wisdom and knowledge. Believe in God. Trust in Jesus. Love God. Let him test you and prepare you for the world to come. Once you go, you will know who is from God and who is from this world. Shall we close our eyes, please? As we have come this evening to the presence of God, let us examine ourselves. Let us give ourselves to God. Let us plead God to serve Him, to commit ourselves to Him. Because God wants to train us. God wants to train us in the way He wants us. Testing is training. Testing is taking us through the storms. Testing is giving us, making us, refining us. And this evening, God wants to make us so that we will have the wisdom of God to understand. I just want you to stand wherever you are, everybody. Stand wherever you are. I want you to raise your hands. I want to raise your both hands. And if God has spoken to you, my friends, I want you to pray. Let nothing come between you and God. God wants to, as you raise your hands, God wants to touch your hands. God wants to touch your hands, and God wants to fill you with His Spirit so that you will understand the plan and purpose of God. And Lord, as your children have raised their hands, you know that, Lord, you have stretched your hands upon them. Fill them with your Spirit so that they may understand. As we are begging you, Father, as Abraham has begged, we are begging you, Lord, because we trust in you. We believe in you. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. We just put our hands in you, ourselves in you, and we all together say that let your will be done in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord's table is open for us.